Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Is that how you woke up, Nina?
I tried.
You got up and did that?
These poor people live in these tiny apartments.
I know, it's a apartment. That's why give me this job.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
People are just awful in this industry.
Who has sent pictures to their man while they have
naked
been here?
Picture?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What?
No.
You said that for me?
Yeah.
You know what you do? You send someone else's boobs.
I don't think I'm being unreasonable to have my own bedroom there.
This show's insane. It is crazy that this is really exists.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, the most award-winning show in the history of television. We just found out. We are very excited about that.
I don't know.
Remember, guys? Right? Okay. I made it up. Hi! How are we? It is only a 3-day week, so we are going to make the best of these
two
shows.
2 days for me.
Well, Nina, you will be missed on Wednesday.
Nina!
I'm out of here.
Continue winning these non-existent awards if you take Wednesdays off. This is unbelievable.
Sorry, honey. I got to relax and recharge.
No, that's a good point.
Okay. Last night, Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion's song WAP won big at the American Music Awards. But everyone is still talking about Meg's performance of her new single, Body. Jesus. You may want to stretch before trying this.
Well, I tried to do that this morning. It did not go well.
Did you?
I tried.
Is that how you woke up, Nina?
I tried.
You got up and did that.
I'm trying to do it. You know, I'm working on it.
Yeah. If you need a judge or you need any sort of like trainer, let me know.
Oh, she's fine. She's got it all.
Sometimes it helps to have that other perspective, you know?
I don't know. It's not a very complicated routine, but you need to have what Meg has to make it work. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, some of us
I
are jiggling
even,
in places.
If someone gave me 12 grand.
So, you know, we just get the ratio a little. You gotta get the ratio a little bit.
You gotta find where you jiggle in the right area. My jiggle's in the front, not in the back. So this for me, I'd have to just do a little 180 if I was on stage with it.
Yeah.
Everybody is gonna be trying to do this over the Thanksgiving holiday, though. I want you guys to understand.
She kind of just set up the next new TikTok dance.
Yes, for sure.
Which is great because most people aren't spending time with their families this holiday.
That's
and so you
true.
Need something to distract yourself. And I'm excited that.
Are you gonna try this?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll give it a go.
Yeah. Yeah, he
like
is. He's gonna film it,
Mantis
he's gonna send it in. With your skinny little body. Oh, that's sweet,
honey. I wish
I was in studio for that.
Looking forward
to it. Yeah, that's going to be good.
Have you seen the video? The video is insane.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
The video is insane.
I'm going to go check. I'm gonna
is
go
this
check
the one
it out.
Where she's in the desert?
I'll be right back. My phone's in my dressing room.
You're
if we had
so
a camera
extra.
Operator, we would have gotten it.
It is, you're making me work so hard already. All right. Cardi made history at last night's AMAs, but also over the weekend, someone kind of killed the mood when she was trying to post a thirst trap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Culture shut that down, didn't she?
That was a real quick 180 for Cardi.
You could see, she had the glasses on, but you could see her eyes. She was like, oh.
Yeah. She knew she nailed that one. She was like, that was the one until this little kid came in.
She was really thirst trapping it up.
She really was. She looks incredible. I just can't, like, you know, you all you think about when you're pregnant is like pushing out the human, and then you're like stuck with the human. So that's the part that like she's really in. Like she's like, she has a whole human now that walks in on her thirst traps that I'm going to have to deal with that. So that's going to be super fun.
Moving forward, you're going to get more likes on a photo with your baby than you ever would in like a bathing suit. That's just how it works.
That's, first of all, I don't even want to think about that. That's going to mess me up. And also, I'm not here for all the mom judgment. I'm going to be my own kind of mom. I told somebody what kind of crib I was getting. She's like, oh, I thought you'd get that. Like, shady. Like, I'm not doing all of that. I'm just going to
be a modern mother.
Nightly pop with you guys. I mean, I'm also hoping that I'm going to be realistic. Like, I'll know if she's cute. It'll take her a little bit to form.
Your baby is going to be cute.
Newborns are a little weird looking at first. You have to be honest.
Not all babies are cute, though. Let's just be honest. I'm with Morgan.
They're not. Some babies are so ugly.
We all go to an awkward phase when we're like 8 or 9. Our teeth were too big for our head. We had ears.
What did you say about the ears?
Some of us grew out of our ears.
Nothing.
What's up with the ears?
Yeah. Some of our ears are too big for our heads, and some stay that way.
All right, we have a new Ben and Anna sighting. They were spotted in New Orleans doing reshoots for a movie. But what's more disturbing, Ben Affleck can't find a mask that actually fits his face, or Anna can't rip
the mask. That's a baby mask. Who gave him that mask?
Why did y'all give him this little baby mask?
And it looks like he got a baby coat on.
It's ridiculous.
Why is he wearing baby clothes?
I don't think it's a child's mask. I think it's a regular mask.
You do?
Ben has the head of a mini fridge, and so it looks small. Dude, his head is like...
It's ridiculous.
It's like an official rugby ball. That thing is long and thick.
It's so... He just gets weirder and weirder, but he's still f***ing hot. And she, Anna, can't resist kissing him, even when he smokes. It's gross.
Yeah, I mean... But I will say, he looks hot right here. Like, Ben looks good. I don't know. She has been very good to his life, because before he was with her, remember when he was with the other girl, the producer, and he was coming out of restaurants with stains all over his clothes and looking stressed out? He got with Anna and she got his ass together. I can tell the influence with Ben's women, depending on who he's with. Mm. And I like when he was with J-Lo, she had him together. Ooh. J-Lo had him the f*** together. But it was too much, because he had to be too pristine.
Yeah.
But I can tell.
It was a little too spray tanned.
Anna's been posting pictures of them hiking, like little things. Like, you can tell she just throws in her little touches there.
Yeah, she's like, don't you want to hop on the treadmill, Ben?
Yeah.
And change that shirt?
He does look younger with her.
He's looking good.
He looks younger with her. He looks happy. Yeah. That's the thing. He looks happy.
This is why I think all older men should date younger women. It makes you live longer.
Get yourself together.
We're moving on. We're moving on to douchebags. Oh, it's perfect time. We're staying on track for you. Okay, so if you are a douchebag director, if you are going to talk on a Zoom call, learn how to press mute. I know it's challenging, but make sure you do it. Otherwise, actors can hear everything you are saying about them, which is exactly what happened to Euphoria's Lucas Gage during this audition.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know...
Yeah, mute it. I know, it's a shitty apartment. That's why give me this job so I can get a better one. All right. Ready?
Oh my God, I am so, so sorry.
No, it's Lucas. Totally... Listen, I'm living
I'm
in a...
I'm so sorry.
I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
What a apartment.
Stop it. Don't even play like that. Lucas, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. You didn't deserve it, you angel.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy.
What a douchey director.
He has like an inlay in his wall for his TV and his like little stand. That's nice.
People can't even afford TVs.
There are people who can't afford inlays in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
The guy should have never commented on the apartment, and I think Lucas handled it really well.
People are just awful in this industry.
Yeah, they are.
Get used to it.
Oh, yeah. We have to take a break, but up next, we're talking mama's boys and neighbors who steal your food delivery. What could get worse?
Oh, no, nothing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Last night on The Real Housewives of Potomac, the women were enjoying their trip to Portugal when a very important topic came up.
Who has sent pictures to their man while they have
naked
been here?
Naked picture?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
What?
No. You said that for me?
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, Robin.
You did?
No,
Robin.
I want to please share.
See, I deleted them.
Oh.
You did.
I'm so shocked that you have never sent pictures.
We don't do that.
Send them to him like right now. Just pull a titty down.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to.
Wait a minute. Let me just.
Can you just hold the blanket up?
Yes.
I'll do it right now. I can't believe she's doing that.
That's my type of dinner table. That's great.
I mean, are we surprised that Robin was the only one admitting to sending nudes? I mean, maybe the other women, I don't want to say admitting, maybe the other women don't send nudes. It's a style. Not everyone does that.
Yeah, I mean, but I do think that if you are away from your man and, you know, have like a little trip away, it is fun to like do a little sexting or do like a little, it doesn't have to be nudes, but it could be definitely like, you know, something risque and fun.
Yeah. I think it's always fun to try. I think when you're with someone, your partner, you feel really comfortable with them, you trust them. It's kind of nice. That's why a lot of the things that people do when they're intimate is based on trust. Every fetish is kind of trust-based.
What are you laughing at?
What's he doing? Why are you smiling at me?
I was trying to have my little like Dr. Drew moment, and I realized I just sound like a creep because I'm not Dr. Drew. But I think that it is like trust-based,
right.
You know? And I think when you're sending nudes to somebody, it's like, it's basically saying, I trust you with these. And that's sexy.
Yeah. And I get it. Like people that have been together for 15, 20 years, they might be like, I mean, they done seen everything. So I don't, is it?
Yeah.
Do they even care to get boob pictures? I don't know.
You know what you do? You send someone else's boobs.
Then he would for sure text back.
Then he's like, wait, am I texting the wrong? How does my wife have this photo? That's actually a good idea.
Funny.
Don't tell anyone I told you guys that.
That's actually a good idea.
And then if your husband says, wow, they look great, you know that he does not pay attention to you if
right.
he doesn't recognize the difference.
Yeah.
When you do send something like that, you want the acknowledgement that it's appreciated. Because I had a friend once who said she sent a nude to a guy and he wrote her back, okay.
No.
And I was like, he wrote back, okay.
But it could have been like this, okay.
Right, but it was like, okay. It was no exclamations
right.
or emojis. She was like, what do I
or
do?
Like a, or
I was
like a drool
I think
face?
Up with him.
If I send like a risky photo, which I rarely do, and if I do,
mm-hmm,
I cut my face
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like you don't send them every day.
No, I don't.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, my point is I like feedback, you know, more than
okay.
I was agreeing with you.
Well, what kind of feedback do you like? Would you want like encouragement? Or?
No, I just want her to.
Like it looks small?
Something. Something as simple.
Like what?
Something as simple as, wow, I've never seen anything as big in my life. I don't even know how that would work.
Right.
I don't care what it is, but something
but
that starts with
men
that.
Men are under men have a different impression on what is large.
I'm well aware.
So,
oh.
You know, sometimes they're very braggy and it's not warranted.
But don't look at me when you say that.
Well, I'm having a conversation with you. That's
but Morgan's
why I'm
here too.
To you.
Morgan's here too.
No,
you didn't look at Morgan.
To you.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Oh man, it's time to check in on the f***ed up stars of I Love a Mama's Boy. I thought we stopped talking about Hunter. Matt and Kim are building a custom home on his mom's property, and of course, Kelly has a few demands of her own.
And what about a guest room when I want to stay over?
You can't walk 20 feet back to the house.
I like options.
But we need like that privacy, like that's what we just talked about.
I don't think I'm being unreasonable to have my own bedroom there. I'm paying for it. So that's the way it is.
This show's insane. Like, it is crazy that this is really exists.
Well, I'll say this. Maybe it is a little exaggerated,
uh-huh.
but I do know people who have like these types of relationships with their parents, and it's just too much.
No, really?
Yes.
That much?
Codependent.
Yes. I've heard crazy.
Some moms are
It's nuts. Very true. The mother-in-law jokes didn't just come from nowhere. People make them for a reason.
Do you think the mom has a right, though, to make these demands since she's paying for everything? That's the tricky part.
See, that's a good
point. Somebody's paying for something.
This is the thing.
You know, but I also think there's boundaries.
I mean, if she really was doing this out of the kindness of her heart, she would let them do what they want to do.
Yeah.
She obviously is doing it to keep control. So that's when you say, we will fund this ourselves and be grown. And get figure it out.
That's the thing. If you don't want to be a mama's boy, start making, you know, your own money.
Right.
Be independent.
Yeah, that's also true.
But he probably likes it. He feels comfortable. Yeah. This is how he grew up.
He's a bitch. Yeah. He's a bitch.
Whoa.
It's not good. Not
I mean,
good.
She not
no,
wrong.
Yeah, he's a bitch. I'm standing
She's
by that.
Wrong.
Finally, NFL player Patrick Ricard recently tweeted that his neighbor stole his DoorDash order from Outback Steakhouse.
Ooh.
Okay, when he confronted the neighbor, the guy already had the food on
no!
a plate. If someone else's Postmates got delivered to your door by accident, it was your exact order, it was from Nobu, it was packaged, it had not been touched, do you eat
no.
it?
In this time, I'm not eating food that I don't know where it came from, who's handled it, who's touched it. I don't care if it's packaged right. If I didn't have a part in ordering it, I'm not eating it.
You want to know something? This actually happened to me very recently.
It did?
I ordered sushi.
Same.
What?
Same.
I
Same.
Ordered sushi,
Same.
And I was very excited to get it. But I'm also, like, I was eating. I could eat $80 worth of sushi on my own.
Right.
Easily.
Anybody can.
I ordered like $35.
Yeah. Say, by the way, anybody can. Ordered... That's not okay.
Yeah, we all can.
Let's just.
Woo!
Hold on.
$20 for a roll. Yeah,
let's
we all
just
can.
Be clear. I got delivered like $100 worth of someone else's sushi from the same restaurant.
Okay.
And by the time I ordered it, or by the time I got upstairs with the same bag, I opened it.
Oh my goodness.
I just okay, Nina. That's such
that wasn't
false
a thing.
Sincerity.
Did you eat it? Did you eat it? What happened?
You're
just
not
finish.
Happy when
pull
I
through.
Engage. When I make fun, you're not happy. What do you want from me? I
just,
missed that. Oh my
what
goodness.
Happened to the salmon sushi?
Just
what
listen
happened,
to
honey?
Me. That's all I want.
Okay.
Is a listening.
Okay.
We're
my
here. We're all holding hands virtually.
I
okay.
ate it.
So, okay, so you ate it. Did anybody confront you?
Okay.
Or no
but
one confronted
I think
you?
That they got my sushi.
Right.
And they were probably very disappointed because it was like three people's worth of sushi what I ate.
Got it.
$20 each per
okay.
person.
Well, now
they
I know what to get you
made
for
it
Christmas.
That.
A sushi
yes,
card.
Yes, $80 worth of sushi. Yes.
Okay. I am okay. so done. I am out
It's fine because we have to take a break anyway.
What triggers you is
but
very
But up next, Dinner Date Etiquette 101. Where to draw the line on paying the bill? Plus, is baby talk from your partner cute or get the f*** out of here? Welcome back to Nightly Pop. So there are definitely some men out there that are kind, loving, and overall good, but there are also a bunch of ass too. So that's why we love to play
Boy Bye.
Okay, the UK's Channel 4 just re-aired one of the cringiest episodes of First Dates ever, and Twitter is pissed over this guy's move at the end of the dinner.
So, I ain't got that.
What are you asking me, Steve, exactly?
Can you come back in a little while?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Are we going Dutch?
Ah. Awkward.
I do love old British people. Even in a not cute situation, that was very adorable.
Very, they handled it. If that was filmed in LA, it would have been a whole different situation.
Still, she was still a little bit open about how she felt about
yeah,
it.
Obviously.
You know, that. Sometimes you gotta tell somebody what they doing is some bull.
It
I
is
do
bull
appreciate her handling it gracefully, but he is too old. And I never really use that phrase, but he is too old to be acting like that. I don't care what the circumstances are, he's trash.
He's trash?
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay. Let's just
totally
agree.
We're going to agree.
Well, what you send her for?
He should pay.
Trash.
Hey, this
no,
guy's trash.
He's trash.
This guy.
Agreed.
She deserves, this woman,
unacceptable.
You know what? We got to go through a lot of bullshit in dating when we're in our 20s and 30s. When you get to her age, dating should not be difficult.
If I was on a date with somebody and he hesitated over the bill and then kind of wanted to split it, I would have just said, yeah,
yes,
I got it.
Absolutely.
And your small penis, too. Thank you so much.
It also looked like they were eating in a hospital cafeteria. Like, it wasn't like the... It wasn't,
why are you putting them in the hospital?
It wasn't no...
If I say things like that, I get roasted. We are moving on. Over on Reddit, a woman is fed up with her husband who thinks it's funny to talk like a baby. He uses words like Sammy Whammy and Chicky Nuggies and talks about her boobies and his weenie. Got so bad that after he screamed about wanting Chocwit ice cream in a grocery store. She stormed out. Yeah, now he wants an apology from her for embarrassing him in the store. So what is he apologizing? Should she apologize?
Chocwit? He should apologize to anybody he knows for this. I am so like turned off by baby
talk.
Me
too.
I
do baby talk dog, or even if you baby talk a baby, fine. But a grown man talking to his wife in the grocery store, talking about, I want chocolate, like, you might need to get slapped
chocolate
in the
and
face.
Boobies
like,
and weenies.
Morgan, you and I both feel the same about baby talk. Like, we're very turned off by it. Like, you don't even want to be called baby.
No, I don't. I really, no.
Baby doesn't bother me. If I'm in a relationship, call you call baby. Me baby. I don't care about that. But if you said, like, baby, that would bother me.
Oh, I don't like that. It sounded like you had, like, gas at the same time.
Yeah, like, I just think baby talk is gross. Now, if you want to call me babe, baby, I'm fine with that.
Baby's cute.
You can go left.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with that. But, like, just say it like a man. Like, say it with your whole chest.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the only time I do any form of baby talk is the dog thing. And instead of, like, baby talk, I just talk through gritted teeth. Like, I'm so excited.
That's creepy.
Pups there, you know? You got to show teeth. You got to be the pack alpha. I do this with my women, too. I go,
okay. We know that's a lot.
I go like this. How much sushi do you want? You
got
$30 or $40 worth of sushi.
Morgan!
Yeah, Hunter, shut the And actor Don Benjamin got real with the Jasmine brand on why men cheat. And it's not what you think. Listen to what he admitted in a new interview.
Most of the time, it doesn't have nothing to do with the woman. I feel like sometimes there are cases where maybe the man isn't getting sex or whatever he needs at home, or he's not getting that attention. Your boy's like, yo, what girls do you have?
That's accurate. I feel like it rarely has to do with the partner or like the woman in a situation, and vice versa too. I think like
you think,
vice versa actually. Maybe the guy's fault.
If a woman is cheating, it's 9 times out of 10 is because of him.
Yeah, if
I agree with that.
If a guy's cheating, it's 9 times out of 10 because of the other woman. You know, like he sees another woman and he goes, oh, I have no choice.
Oh, Jesus, men are so complex, so easy.
We're just speaking in those terms. I think they cheat for different reasons.
Yeah.
It's never been because, oh, it's not because of my husband. It's because I need this thing. It's normally because the lack that they're getting from their relationship, which can be the same on the men's side. Like, you know what I mean? Well, you know, he had admitted in his last relationship that was public that he had cheated. So I think, you know, he's come to a place that seems like he's very healed and whole, and it sounds like he learned from his mistakes, which is always good.
What if Don Benjamin came up to you, knowing that he was a previous cheater, and then he comes up to you and he goes, what's up, my little baby?
Oh, my God. Hunter, goodbye.
All right. We have run out of show, but we will see you guys tomorrow back here at 11:30. And be sure to season pass us on your DVR so you never miss an episode. Bye.
See you guys later.